too distressing. Oh, my poor nephew.
How did you come to hear about it?
He told me all about it this afternoon.
What? Who told you?
So very sad.
Lady Catherine, who told you what?
Why, my nephew, Lord Charles Lamprey. Oh, I do hope the police will not be too severe.
What did he tell you?
About my nephew Gabriel and himself. I was so terrified it would come to this.
To what?
Even now, I still hope that Gabriel may soften.
Then you do not know.
What did you say?
He's dead.
Oh, no. You didn't say dead, did you? I mean, I don't hear very well. And I thought... Please, tell me it isn't so.
I'm afraid it is. He's dead.
Oh, how terrible. And such a grave sin if he laid hands on himself. Poor Emmy. And what will become of the children?
Oh, good God. Not Lord Charles. Lord Wotherwood. Lord Wotherwood is dead.
Gabriel is dead?
Yes. Gabriel is dead.
Then I needn't have gone to all this trouble.
What trouble?
Why is Mr. Allen yelling like that?
He's been doing it for ages.
He sounds as if he's shouting at someone downstairs.
Or at someone deaf. Oh,
surely it can't be Aunt Kit.
Really, Emmy, why should Aunt Kit come back at this hour?
Then everything's so odd that I wouldn't consider the return of Aunt Kit at midnight at all surprising.
Good God, it is Aunt Kit.
Emmy, darling.
Oh, Aunt Kit, where on earth have you been?
Oh, to Hampstead, by tube and bus. I should have returned sooner, but I caught the wrong bus when Mr. Nathan took such a long time.
And who is Mr. Nathan?
Mr. Isidore Zed Nathan, Charles. His shop was closed by the time I got there. It took simply ages to find out his home address.
You don't mean Uncle Izzy from the pop shop?
What, dear?
The pawnbroker in Admiral Street.
But I'd often thought of doing it before. But I always imagined my ma might not have approved. But you are family, after all. You can always redeem them.
Aunt Kitty, you were talking about great Aunt Caroline's pearls.
Such luck that I always wear them. I asked Mr. Nathan to make the check out to you. Well, after what Gabriel said, I knew he would never,
Aunt
ever...
Aunt Kit, did you tell Mr. Allen about all this?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord.
But surely he can't suspect that any of you... Oh, he seemed such a gentleman.
Darling, did you tell him he asked Gabriel for 2,000?
Well, I didn't exactly say how much. Now, that would hardly have been proper.
What was that? Listen. It's a lift. I thought the police had disconnected it.
Excuse me, my lord. I'm sorry to intrude, but Mr. Allen asked me to tell you that they're taking away the body of Lord Wotherwood.
Thank you, Inspector.
Very good.
Poor old Gabriel. You never knew him when he was young, Emmy.
Sadly, I didn't.
We were such close friends when we were boys. It seemed such a queer thing for him to go away from us like this.
I'm sorry to disturb you again, my lord, but it's Lady Wotherwood.
Charles!
What is it, Violet? What's the matter?
I must see Chief Policeman at once.
Are you feeling a little better?
Go away. I do not wish to speak to you. I wish to speak to Chief Policeman. They have taken away my husband's body. I must have it back.